Girl, I got that millionaire mentality. Welcome to another episode of Millionaire Mentality. It's your girl Lois here, and we are back with another episode, episode 5, and we have a very special guest on the line today. Tanilia, are you ready to share the wealth?
Of course.
Great. So let me just give you a little background about Tanilia. Tanilia is my best friend of 13 years plus since the third grade, girl.
Whoop, whoop.
And she is well respected and known within Cleveland community. She has been in a relationship with her boyfriend for over 2 years, her boyfriend Chaz. So we would just like to say thank you so much for joining us, and it's such a pleasure to have you on today's show. And before we get into the episode, again, I would just like to say thank you so much for all of the positive feedback that we have received thus far regarding Millionaire Mentality. Now that we have some housekeeping things out of the way, let's just jump right into the episode. Today is all about relationships, and this is Wind Down Wednesday, so we are going to wind down and just talk about some trendy topics regarding relationships. And what better than to have our relationship expert, Tanilia, on the line here, and she's going to give her advice on how to maintain a healthy relationship. So before we get into that, our topic today is going to be a video from a famous relationship expert and Instagram influencer, Derek John. Derek John posted...
Derek Jackson.
Oh. Excuse me, listeners. I'm sorry. Famous Instagram and relationship expert, Derek Jackson. Derek Jackson recently posted several videos regarding relationships, and one that stood out to me the most would be the Instagram video regarding SZA and her viewpoints on relationships. SZA made an interesting point. Now, the basis of the conversation was that the old her, would have got mad because a dude did not respond back to her text message within 24 hours, but she felt as though this was coming from her ego. Now, she stated, like, after previous examination of herself, she thought that she would come up with different scenarios as to why the dude was not responding back to her. And she would just be satisfied, and say that maybe he has something going on. So, Tanilia, I would just like to get your opinion of this. Do you feel as though when you are in the talking stage, or as other people call it, the dating stage, do you feel as though the person that you're entertaining or talking to has to respond to you within a 24-hour period, or do you feel like that's called ghosting?
I wouldn't say it's ghosting, but the thing is, if you're trying to talk to someone, or if that's what y'all doing, it's talking, that's what y'all should be doing. It's talking, not a 24-hour lapse where you don't talk to them or whatever the case may be. If y'all plan on building something, that's what y'all should be doing. 24-hour lapse, that's just playing games.
And what is playing games? What does that mean? Because I feel like a lot of people have terminology for that.
No, when you playing games, it's exactly like you playing a board game. You playing games, okay? You being around a bush. As far as if you talking to somebody and they don't respond within 24 hours, they doing something else, or their attention is elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Not with you.
Hmm.
Now, if you don't mind and you got something else going on, but that's the only time you not gonna mind is if you talking to somebody else too.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't respond for 24 hours and you got other people that you're talking to, you ain't gonna care. But if you're trying to build that specific person, then it's a problem.
That's very interesting. Now, if you were in SZA's shoes, would you cut the person off if they didn't respond to you within 24 hours? Or would you give the person the benefit of the doubt?
I mean, I would just let it. I would let the cards play themselves out. Because if he playing games or if he ain't interested, then it's gonna show. In 24-hour lapse, that's showing.
Mm. So what you saying is, what's done in the dark is gonna come to the light.
Pretty much.
Mm.
And it ain't that serious, but if you're trying to, build a relationship with somebody, or if you're trying to be in a serious relationship, then that's a problem. If not, then you probably won't care.
Right. And that's that's an interesting point that you brought up, Tanelia, because I just feel like a lot of times in society, they have a way of necessarily brainwashing us to make us think that as a woman, we are expecting too much out of a man when we want them to show interest in us and to respond to us in a timely manner. A lot of the times, you know, they brainwash us in society and they make us think that we're being demanding.
Yeah, but that's just if you want a relationship. If you trying to build a relationship, then talking is something that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a text, a phone call, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. So it's that communication piece that's important for relationship building.
Always. Mm-hmm. Even when you're in a relationship, communication got to continue.
Hmm. And that's a very interesting point that you brought up. So, Tanelia, if you wouldn't mind, give us 3 key steps to having a healthy relationship. What are the 3 components?
Communication is definitely the main one. Respect, that's another important one.
Mm-hmm.
And trusting is another one. So let's say we're going to skip past, you know, the talking phase. And when you actually in a relationship with somebody, okay, mm-hmm. if you don't hear from them within 24 hours, that's a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking to somebody, it's still a problem,
mm-hmm.
regardless of the fact, if you want something with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole respect thing, that comes because I had to learn, too, as far as, you know, the way I talk, as far as because I'm very aggressive, okay? So when you're in a relationship with somebody, you got to tone that down.
Mm-hmm.
You got to tone that down because a man ain't going to like you to talk to aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes in with respect. If you respect him, you ain't going to really talk to him like that, no way.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we turn on our little girl voice mm-hmm. when we answer that phone.
That's very true. Now, as far as the communication piece goes, if I'm talking to somebody, you know, and it's on the path to a relationship and they don't respond to me in 24 hours, how do I effectively communicate that in a respectful way?
I mean, you shouldn't have to. So if you, because he going to do what he want to do regardless. You mm-hmm. tell him that, especially in the talking stage, mm-hmm. if you got to tell him that, then that's a sign that mm-hmm. you probably shouldn't be talking to him.
Right.
All want different things.
Mm-hmm. So do I just go ghost on them? Or do you feel like...
I wouldn't say go ghost. You just, I mean, you could express how you feel. Like, you know, I see this not going, you know, the way I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just not say nothing at all. I mean, he'd come around when he come around. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. So you said that in a talking stage that, you know, you don't necessarily have to communicate that, you know, you just take it as a sign. How many signs do you need to do the get out challenge, to get out, to run? Do you just let them go on the first?
In a talking stage, you get one. I mean, it's different. Like, okay, so say if, you know, he ain't hit you up in 24 hours, but you know, the next day he tell you like, oh, sorry, you know, I talked to you yesterday. I was doing this, this, and that. I was busy, but you know, I'm all ears today. You know, that shows sign that he know he need work and he willing to do it. That's the step that is necessary as far as moving forward
mm-hmm.
for him not talking to you within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, that makes sense. And I guess the next question will be, is when, who, as far as like in a relationship, when you're talking to somebody, who is supposed to be the first person to say, hey, I want to be committed to you and I want to be serious? Is it from the man or is it from the woman?
I mean, that's just based off feelings, okay? I mean, normally, you know, us as females, we want that relationship and we think men is the one who don't want the relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we would prefer him to say it, but it's nothing wrong with the woman saying, hey, you know, I really like you. I want things to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing wrong with that. And I think that's the problem. Most women think that, you know, the man is supposed to come out and say that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, as far as a relationship starting, I think the man has to get a green light.
Okay. Okay. So it's all from the man's perspective that he is supposed to have that conversation with you as far as taking it to the next level.
Yes, because that's being able to take charge. You want a man that can take charge.
Okay, okay. And since we are on the topic of taking charge, let's talk about another video from Derrick Jackson. John Jackson, Jimmy. And this video was from Marcus Black of Love and Hip Hop, and he basically made some interesting remarks. He was basically stating that, you know, no man wants a woman that is too independent, and if that's the case, then you can do everything for yourself and you don't need me. So, Tanelia, my question to you is there a such thing as too much independence as a woman?
There is, but I think it stems from females being hurt in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, so we know as soon as we feel like the man start acting funny or we think he talked to somebody else, we immediately assume like, all right, I don't.
Yes, I definitely agree with what you're saying. I the dude start acting funny, we automatically like, hey, it's time to go, let me get myself together and I don't need you.
Right, and that's why it continues, because most men fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Most
Hello.
Men do. So once we see that sign, we just assume, and we might not necessarily have to. It might be a good dude that we, like, I don't need him, I don't need that, what he got going on, and we just cut him off.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a problem. It is a such thing as being overly independent. And that just comes from, you know, the hurt woman.
Yeah.
The hurt woman is the ones that be like, I'm independent, I don't need no man.
That's true.
Those the ones that's overly independent, and that is a problem if you really want a relationship. That's something that you need to work on.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's very true. I do agree. But I think at the same time, you know, it's some of this dude's responsibility as well. You know, they need to man up and start treating females better. And I think that honesty is the best policy. If you don't want a relationship, let me know that up front. That way I can make the decision for myself. I mean, which nobody, come on, let's be honest here. Ain't nobody really going to tell you everything that they're doing. You're never going to find out.
Right, exactly.
You're not going to find out.
They want their cake and they want to eat it too.
Yeah, but at the same time, I have dated some guys where, you know, they'll tell you up front, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm just dating around, or I'm just getting to know, because that's the phrase that they use. I just want to get to know people first. And, you know, you definitely have to use your context clues and your common ass sense. And, you know, the decision is up to you and what you're going to deal with and what you're going to, you know, accept or not accept. And I think that's the power that we have as women. You know, we decide what we're going to accept from somebody and what we're not. But you can't say nobody told you.
Exactly. And most women, they cut off the wrong people and continue with the wrong people.
Yeah. And that's that. So why do you think we always want something that we can't have or something that's not good for you? Why do you think that is?
Because what's good for you requires you to change. And change is hard.
So
you might have a man, but he wants you to do this as far as like, all right, well, you shouldn't really be posting them type of videos on Instagram, you know,
right. Like,
you know, that ain't what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And we right. take it as, you know, like, he trying to control me and what I'm putting out there. No.
Mm-hmm.
If he respects you, he wants you to portray that same respect on Instagram, right. on Twitter, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. I think you are absolutely right. And honestly, I would be looking at him sideways if he didn't say nothing. If he don't say nothing, I feel right. like that's when you should be worried. Because a dude that really care about you is going to let you know, mm-hmm. like, hey. And it's not even going to be in a... I feel like you can tell when it's in a controlling manner and it's when it's in a manner out of, like, love and respect. I think that you will be able to, like, discern the two. But, you know, if you have a dude that ain't saying nothing to you, then that's when your ass should be worried, because some of these dudes don't care what you do and they only want one thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or they one of them dudes that, you know, want everybody to know, okay, my chick got this, and that. You know, she mm-hmm. bad. She got this many likes on Instagram, and that's why mm-hmm. I mess with her. Some dudes is cool with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that ain't the ones you should be with.
Yeah. What happened to the days of just being traditional, though? Because I can recall where it was a time where a lot of dudes wasn't even on social. Like, social media was not a thing. You know, like, I can
recall. And I'm blessed to have one that is not on there, okay?
Okay. Hello, that goes. I want somebody, like, listen, whoever I take seriously, like, no. Unless I can see, like, if you're doing it for business purposes, I don't mind, but I don't want a dude that's consistently posting on Instagram. Like, that's just a no for me.
Posting more than you.
Yeah, like, no. Or you taking, you know, your selfie angles better than me. Like, it's a no for me.
It's not out there, too.
Yes, I think that's just crazy. But I guess going to our last and final topic, what is some good advice that you would give a young girl, a young woman that's in high school, getting ready to go to college, about relationships? What would you tell her as far as men is concerned? Because we've all been there before. What would you say?
Respect yourself first. Don't feel like you forced into nothing you don't want to do. And go from there.
That's it, that's all.
That's it, that's all. It's easy. It's real simple.
Yeah, it is. Especially going to college, you know, that's such a pivotal time in your life. You definitely have to have a sense of self, especially when it's relating to relationships, because, you know, when you get to college, like, you know, you're on your own and you have so much freedom, and, you know, guys in college, especially the first year, it's kind of just about how many girls they can smash. So I think that is very important to just, not all of them, but a majority. Let's be honest now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is some good dudes
that's
out
the
here.
World. That's the world.
Hello.
Majority is trash.
Hello.
A few. That's good for you.
That's very true. But I think it is important. Yes. But it's definitely important to definitely have that sense of self, respect yourself, and that's it, that's all. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Millionaire Mentality. Please send us an email with any questions, comments, and concerns regarding this episode. Thank you so much, Tanilia, for being a part of this. I really appreciate it. And guys, thank you so much. And guys, please connect with us via our social media sites. That's MillionaireMentality_brand on Instagram, as well as Facebook. Like us on Facebook as well. And please send us an email. Engage with us. Let us know if you want Tanilia to be back on the show. And we'll definitely have her back at it again with another topic as well. Thank you so much. And until then, talk to you later.